Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Ben Nighthorse Campbell is remembered as an effective congressional leader who passionately advocated for Native American issues. Harvey Pratt was a national voice supporting Native American arts and veterans issues. We hear about their lives, legacies, and their advancement of Native causes from people who knew them. Shannon Campbell is Ben Nighthorse Campbell's daughter and the founder and CEO of Sorrel Sky Galleries. She is Northern Cheyenne. Shannon Campbell says her father's many accomplishments and his passion for public service were shaped by a difficult childhood.
The poverty and the trauma that he came from in his foundation, with his mom having tuberculosis, and she couldn't care for my dad most of his childhood. So he spent over half of his early years until he was 7 or 8 years old in an orphanage. And that experience really haunted him and followed him through his whole life. And I think he was really reacting to those early years. What we saw from that is just this extreme overachiever and kind of a fighting instinct for the underdog and for people that needed and need somebody advocating for them. And I think because as a child, he didn't have anybody advocating for him. We just really saw that in his lifetime.
Shannon Campbell says among her father's many achievements, he was proudest of his work to help establish the National Museum of the American Indian. Another Native leader remembered for both his achievements and character is Harvey Pratt. His wife, Gina Posey Pratt, says her husband's upbringing laid a good foundation for his life of creativity and helping others.
Everything he touched, he was just everywhere. His artwork, he just couldn't help it. He could not stop the creativity in his mind, even in the hospital. When he was in the hospital, he was still thinking of inventions and things he could do to make better. And he could, you know, what if we did this? What if we did that? I would also say about Harvey that his life was very much about service. It was service to the tribal people. It was service to veterans, service to law enforcement, and service to artists in the art community. He very much is about service. Even up until his final days when we haven't had him at home, he was still signing a petition to help someone with the tribe, and just a day before he passed. So even then, he was trying to help people. Even though he was not feeling well and coming to the end of his life, he was still trying to help people.
Gina Posey Pratt says she was proud to have worked with her husband on his design of the National Native American Veterans Memorial, which is now on display at the NMAI campus. Harvey Pratt's son, Nathan Pratt, is also an artist. He is Cheyenne and Arapaho. He says the tributes and stories he's heard from those who knew his father are an indication of what he meant to people.
There is one theme that has been repeated time and time again, and it was my dad's humility. He was such an accomplished man, but the people who walk through the doors and the people who call me and text me and email me, of course they acknowledge his career, but with tears in their eyes, what they're telling me is, your dad was so kind to me. He mentored me. He took me to lunch. He welcomed me when I joined the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation. My dad was such a humble man. He was the same man in public as a public servant as he was behind closed doors when we were making breakfast together or when we were lifting weights together or he was coaching my little league team. He was a humble man.
Nathan Pratt says he is personally inspired to live up to the consistently high standard his father demonstrated. Rick West knew both men. He is the founding director of NMAI. He is Cheyenne and Arapaho. West says both Campbell and Pratt are prominent examples of effective and respectful Native representation on a national scale.
They were Cheyenne. They knew where they came from, and they honored that every day of their lives. They took the gift that had been given to them to be sisistas and a part of our community, and they carried that forward wherever they were. They were boundary walkers of great strength. In other words, they were emboldened and made powerful by knowing from whence they came. They used that power, if you will, at the boundary between our community and others to advance the interests into the future.
West says he was proud to have known and worked with both men to help Native Americans and improve Native representation to others. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.